This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Easy there, Killer.
Well, you know.
Came in like TK.
Dude, I'm fired up because this passing game is fixed. No, it's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot. Full hour of Elliot Shore Parks, whether you like it or not, brought to you by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, and the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, how are we feeling?
I like that catch line. Full hour, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, but it's something to work with, I guess.
If we ever make Tuesdays with Elliot t-shirts, I think that should be the same underneath.
Yes. Yeah, we need an Elliot t-shirt out there.
Yes. Yeah.
There's one out there.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah.
X through your old profile picture.
All right, check.
Yeah, that's not right. Check. Yeah.
No. Oh, we should have, you know what? I don't want to support somebody who's taking your picture and selling it without permission, but I would like to own one.
You'd like to have one.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure we could work something up with our t-shirt company here.
Well, yeah. Isn't the truth that we can make Elliot t-shirts if we want?
And sell them on our own.
Yes. Well, trust me. I had, you know, a few friends send it to me, and I sent it to my wife, and she was like, where's the link?
Yeah.
So I think, you know.
she's in on it.
Yeah, she's
okay.
In on it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, if you ain't got, what did Robert Sala say that he stole from somebody else? If you ain't got any haters, you ain't popping. That's
yeah,
what he said.
Said it well.
That's
he
what
sounded
he said.
Cool.
Yeah.
Happy Jay Rule, Taylor.
Yes. So, Elliot.
What did I do?
Yeah. Any misspeaking goes back to that one. Elliot, Eagles passed the ball well on Sunday.
They did.
Are you convinced that the pass game is good to go?
Yes.
Shut his hole!
I said it on the pregame show. I think they've passed the ball well enough this year to win the Super Bowl. And I think they showed it again on Sunday. Like, ultimately in the passing game, that you need to...
Why are you laughing when you're saying this?
Because they're
well, I'm
laughing.
I'm looking at Spike, and he almost fell out of his chair over there when you said that. So.
Ultimately, Jalen has been, in my opinion, arguably, the best quarterback in the NFL on third down this year. And part of that is because of what he does passing the ball. And it's what he does running the ball as well. But what you saw on Sunday was a different type of passing game for sure. Obviously, they came out and they were 8-for-8. And I thought the point you made, Spike, yesterday was a good one, that it's probably not a coincidence that they scored 10 points in the first quarter on the day they threw the ball a ton, right? But ultimately, all year, the passing game really hasn't cost them any game. When they've had to throw it on third down, they've been able to throw it. When they've had to throw it in games like against Green Bay, they got enough points throwing the ball to win the game that way. Like, so I thought last week, the stuff about AJ and Jalen, like, that was concerning to me. I understood that. But when I rewatched the Panthers game, like, despite what AJ thought, I didn't come away from that as concerned as other people. So watching this game, yeah, I think they can definitely throw the ball well enough to win the Super Bowl.
The one thing that you're saying that I hear a lot that I just don't buy as good enough is when they need to. Because that is... We don't say that about Saquon. We don't say, well, he gets the yards when he needs to get the yards. That's not how it works. How it works is you want to score as many points as you can, as early as you can, so the other team is back on their heels. And just doing it, you know, on third down in the fourth quarter or something is not, quote unquote, like, good enough, I think. And what they did on Sunday, they didn't pass it a ton on Sunday. He threw the ball 32 times. That's not a ton.
Yes, it's a ton compared to how much they normally throw.
Sure, and even if it ends up being 28 or something like that, they don't need to change their game plan. They would be in fewer third and throw the ball situations if in early downs, especially in early in the game, he just pulls the trigger the way that he did on Sunday.
I agree with you. If I was building a team, I would not build a run-first offense. That would not be my choice, right? That would not how, in today's NFL, I would want to attack teams. But I think that is a different question than if the Eagles throw it well enough or if the passing game is operating at a high enough level for them to win. I agree philosophically with that point. But we're not like in a philosophical state with this team. We're in week, what is it, 16? Like the playoffs are about to start in a few weeks. And when I watch this team play, both on Sunday, but also just like during this whole winning streak, I think the passing game has been better than it's been given credit for. There are obviously areas Jalen can improve. But when you talk about like they're in these certain situations that they're only in because of the passing game, you might be right about that, but they are still scoring a ton of points. They're still moving the ball up and down the field. So I'm not concerned about that.
Well, but they weren't moving the ball up and down the field.
Against Carolina, they were.
And the week before against Baltimore, they had 290 yards.
So I thought they played better against Baltimore. I think we're lumping in that Carolina game with Baltimore, but I didn't leave that Baltimore game at all being like not a good showing from the offense. Like that was go into that stadium in the cold against that team. But that matters.
Oh, it's cold. Okay. I forgot.
Well,
cold.
By the way, Kyle Shanahan's team, another loss in the cold, but whatever. They're in the rain. You know, I know you don't want to bring that up. But regardless, like, I think the Baltimore game is being diminished now because of the Carolina game. Nobody left that Baltimore game being like, Jalen wasn't good enough. Jalen was awesome in that game. And he was not good against Carolina. I agree. But again, he didn't lose the game. He didn't turn the ball over. And like, that's part of the passing game as well. He's probably going to set, by the way, talk about training camp stats. He's probably going to set a career low in interception percentage and interceptions.
And passes.
Yes, true. But
okay, so of course he should have a career low in interceptions.
But the percentage doesn't matter with the pass.
Sure does.
Not with the amount of attempts.
Sure does.
I get the more you pass it, like
the less efficient you'll
be. Right, but first of all, he's still going to throw it.
If somebody shot the ball, I know you do a basketball podcast, so let me throw
you
this.
Clap your hands, yes.
Do you think that a player who shoots 30 times is going to have the same efficiency as a guy who shoots 10?
No, I agree. I agree with that point.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Right,
but stop.
But like his interceptions. I mean, he's thrown one interception in what the last like 11 games, 10 games. Like they're not throwing it six times a game. He threw it 32 times on Sunday. They throw it pretty consistently. I would say over 20 times. Like the lack of interceptions does matter when looking at the passing game and its ability to win in the postseason.
Yes, I agree.
Well, to be fair, Sunday was probably the most they've thrown the ball in this 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, and the ball wasn't in danger, I don't think, a single time. Maybe one time down the sideline to AJ, that would maybe be the one where it could have been intercepted.
He wasn't reckless with the ball.
But outside of that, he's extremely smart with the ball.
Well, I keep coming back to that. You will say that on Sunday. It's like, yes, oh, look, they can do that. Then they should do that. Because because the way their offense, the way that the everything for Saquon. Life will get easier for Saquon if they're able to do that. Because then the defense isn't able to just focus on this one guy. I mean, that part of why I think Saquon was so successful in the beginning of this streak, by the way, is because that threat was still there. And as that threat got less and less and less, then the opportunity for Saquon to be good gets less.
Part of the reason, too, though, is they were winning these games big. So, like, in the fourth quarter, you're not going to throw it as many times. To your point about how early in the year that threat was there, that's because they can throw the ball. Like, they all year went, and I know you don't like the phrase when they've had to, but to me, that's the most important time to look and see if you can do something, right? Like, I don't care if you can throw the ball in the first quarter and it looks awesome, but then the rest of the game on third downs, you can't convert.
It's not an either-or scenario. You're making it into an either scenario.
I'm not, but I'm saying what matters to me is when they have to throw it, they can throw it well.
That's
and that, that's the ultimate answer. That's the ultimate answer to the question. When they need it, can they throw it? And the answer to that is yes.
Here's why I agree with him on this. Because they're a running team. I don't think they're not a passing team. Even with the success they had Sunday. Like, they're not going to automatically come out Sunday. Like, let's throw the ball around 40 times a day.
I agree.
So you're going to stick to what you've done.
I agree, but what I would also say is that, and I think we would put Goff and Hurts in the same general vicinity of quarterback in rankings, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a running team too.
Yep.
But they're able to pass the ball more effectively with not a lot of attempts. Because he's just willing
to
do it.
He's a better passer than Jalen.
Yeah, he is.
I like Jalen, but
Goff is a better passer, but Jalen is a better quarterback. Like, Goff is a better passer, I would agree. But Jalen is a better quarterback than Goff is.
Based on
based on, to me, the other parts of the game. I think we diminish what Jalen does with his legs because we get so focused on the passing aspect of it that what he does with his legs becomes like an afterthought. But he makes huge plays every single week. Now, you could argue he has to make them because he should have gotten rid of the ball. Like, I get all that. But ultimately, there are four or five plays a week that he makes that keep drives alive, give him a fresh set of downs, avoid sacks, that type of thing. Goff can't move that way, right? And Goff also turns it over way more than Jalen does. So I would agree. He throws it more, right? But he still turns it over more, like bottom line, right? So ultimately, yes, Goff to me is a better passer, but Jalen is a better quarterback.
I guess all
that's debatable. It depends on what you want.
And he's had, you know, he had a head coach give up on him, but he has been to a Super Bowl. He has been to a championship game as well.
So is Jalen.
He's been to a championship game in addition to the Super Bowl or just the Super Bowl?
Oh, I thought you meant the same year. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess all I'm saying is that I don't think they have to change being a run first team. I don't think they have to put the ball in harm's way more. I think all they have to do is take what's there. And I think let's put the nine games prior to this game. Let's put the whole nine games away and just talk about the last. It was evolving in the wrong direction.
I would agree based off the Carolina game. I would agree.
And the
I just don't view the Baltimore game the same way.
He had 112 yards passing.
Right, but were there times in that game where you felt they really needed to move the ball or pass it and they weren't able to? Like they
just the start
they,
of it.
They dominated
the start
that
of
game.
It was
the start of
choppy,
it, yes.
Yeah.
But like they dominated that game. Like they basically ended up winning it by what, 10 plus points, and if that touchdown at the end, it's even more. Like, so it's hard for me to look at a Baltimore game where they dominate Baltimore, a game that we all agreed was tough, and to come out of that and go like, well, they didn't pass it great. Like I thought they passed it well enough to win. And I really think at this point of the season, that's all that matters.
Well, I look at that Baltimore game, and listen, it was an impressive win, but it was more of a team win. I came away from that game saying to myself, the defense won that game. I mean, Jalen threw for 115 yards or whatever it was, and he made some key throws when he needed to. And then Saquon broke the big run late in the game, and he finished with 100-plus yards. But they weren't going up and down the field against the Ravens with the offense.
No, I mean, they started the second half with 5 total yards and 2 drives.
Yeah, I would agree. They weren't perfect throughout the game. Yeah. But like
when you're saying the passing game, they're so good in the game. I mean, that was Saquon.
I didn't think the passing game was great in that game.
So I thought it was good enough. Again, like when they needed to, they did.
But it's good enough because of other things.
Yes, of course. Every team wins because
of different
things.
Like, oh my God,
they
won the game, so of course it's good enough. No, it wasn't.
How many passing offenses right now in the league carry the team on its own to wins every single week?
You're changing the argument.
The argument is, are you sold off the passing game off this past week, right? Like, did it convince you? Is the problem good to go? No more issue. And my answer to that is yes, because I've seen this team win with this passing game for now 10 straight games. If you remove the collapse from last year, which was an anomaly, Jalen's 36-4 in his last 40 games. Like, I just don't get where the concern is when he's clearly winning all the time throwing the ball.
You're saying it's good enough to win.
Yes, and that's all that matters.
I understand that. I understand where he's coming from.
What's his record if you take away the wins?
Well, but that's not a
because
fair
you're
way
taking
to look
away
at
the
that's
right,
not
okay,
a fair
right,
way to look
right,
at
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you take away the win streak, and then like then
well,
what's the record?
The collapse is clearly an anomaly.
All right. 215
It clearly is.
215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, men, and hello, Worm.
Oh, what up, Chris? Oh, are you talking to me? I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
No, he's talking to you and the Worm.
Okay, yes.
Hi,
the Worm.
Chris.
Yeah. I can't do the Worm voice. Yeah. I've tried.
Yeah.
I guess it's famous, just this voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, famous Elliot, you know, and his famous dad, Dr. Dope Baskin, you know, they share the same worm. It's all in
yes.
the same family.
People always do bring up that's my dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, I am 100% not sold.
Why?
I want to remind the audience that I was a Hertz Fanboy Club member up until last week when I renounced him and called him a fraud. So,
up until last week.
Man, talk about a bad time to jump ship.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have held on a few more days.
So, you know, I used to message OG, and we would talk about how everybody's dumb, and our boy's going to come and show up and play, and he's going to prove them all wrong. We'd go back and forth and back and forth, only for me to be disappointed but not really coming on the air and saying that we were puffing out our chest, but he would continuously leave us down. You know, so
say what you're going to say. Say what you're going to say.
Like,
you're driving me crazy here. Come on, go.
All right, I'm cooking. Let me get.
No. I'm glad you're cooking, but you're not cooking. You're telling me about your DMs with another caller. Can you just say what you think?
Another host.
Well, anyway, listen, I finally put my green goggles down, okay? I realized I was wrong. My quarterback wasn't a hero. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
You know, one game is in a step in the right direction does not make it all right, okay? This guy fell flat on his face against Carolina that was just carved up by Cooper Rush, okay? But let's also remember the three previous games when he threw for 108, 118, and 179 yards, okay? The one thing that is a fact with this offense and what's going on is Saquon Barkley, his legs have gotten bigger since he came to Philadelphia because he's been carrying Jalen all year on his back, okay? So that's what's making this offense go. And you know what? To the viewing audience out there, the Fanboy Club, they should thank Spike Jack and smart callers like myself for holding him accountable that he did go up and show up last week because he needed to.
But Chris, don't you think there's something to be said for the fact that in a game where everybody wanted them to throw the ball and they had to throw it, they went out and threw it at an elite level?
One game.
But that's when they were asked to do it, right? Like, everyone wanted to see them pass the ball. Like Jalen said, you wanted to see this, right? And that's what he did. So every time this year, outside of a few moments in games, when they've had to throw it, have they been able to throw it?
He's 2-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks have losing record in the playoffs because you're not going to win the championship every year. He's been to a Super Bowl.
Jared Goff doesn't.
What's his record? 500? It's not like he's like 8-2.
I think he's only lost 2 playoff games.
All right, and how many wins does he have?
I don't know.
Okay, that's my point. Like, the 2-3 record in the playoff things means nothing
to me. So now record doesn't matter.
No, it's noteworthy.
Okay. I want to make sure.
It's noteworthy for sure. But I'm saying all quarterbacks, like very few quarterbacks have great records in the playoffs.
He's 5-4.
Okay, wow. So 2-3 versus 5-4.
I mean, what would you rather be?
I'd rather be 5-4, but okay, it's not like we're talking about 8-2 and 1-7. Like, we're talking about one game, basically.
Chris, give us your favorite TV or movie, Dad.
Yeah, I got one. First of all, you're wrong with your Goff numbers, okay? Somebody check him on that. But my favorite Dad character, he was often hard on the beaver balls. Ward Cleaver.
Ward Cleaver's a good one.
Often hard on the beaver.
So Jared Goff, I'm actually correct. He lost in he's 5-4. That is his playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know who needs to.
I mean, you were looking
check
it up.
Looked it up.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
But like, so he just said that Jalen fell flat on his face against Carolina.
Yeah, he was more extreme than I was.
No, right. But like, again, when we talk about the passing game, and I know you guys think I'm just like doing this to prove a point, but the lack of interceptions does really matter when we talk about the job he does as a passing quarterback. Like, look, if you put Josh Allen on this team, would they be better? Probably, right? Probably.
Just say yes.
Yeah, well, probably, but let me finish.
Just say yes.
But let me finish, right? Because I think what this team needs in a quarterback is someone that doesn't turn the ball over. Like, that's the number one criteria, in my opinion, for if you're the quarterback for the Eagles, with the talent they have, how good their defense is in the running game, they don't need somebody to carry them up and down the field every week. Josh Allen, I agree. He would make way more wow plays. He'd have more passing yards. I agree with that, right? But what they need in a quarterback from the passing game is no turnovers. That's it. That's what they need. That's the top priority in the passing game.
So if Josh Allen only threw the ball 15 times a game, do you think maybe he wouldn't turn the ball over?
Probably not.
How many interceptions? I think Josh Allen has 5 interceptions this year.
Yeah,
man.
Josh Allen's great. I agree.
They have the same number of interceptions.
Yes, I agree.
The same.
Okay. Well, are you sure about that?
Yeah,
it's either 5 or 6.
Right.
No, he has 5.
Yeah. I'll say
Lamar
this.
Lamar has 3, by the way, 34 passes.
Technically, he could be better, meaning the team could be better by 2 games. We act like Jalen is 10-6 or something.
Right.
He's 12-2. I don't know how much better the team would be. The quarterback numbers may be better because he may be doing more, but the wins and losses, I don't know how much better it would be with Josh Allen here.
Wins and losses. The offense would be better.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
And I'm not. I don't want to make it like I'm begging for Josh Allen. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know you're not. Yeah. But the reason I brought up another quarterback is because I think we do this, and I do it too. Like, how would Justin Herbert be here? How would Lamar be here? How would all these quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud, how would they be here? And I agree that if they had those type of quarterbacks, the offense would look different. For sure. I agree with that. But where I jump off this like hypothetical ship is the idea that they would be way better with those guys because they're already arguably what, if not the best team in the NFL. They're certainly top three. They have an outstanding record. They win all the time with Jalen. If it was five games, then I'd be like, you know what? Maybe the passing game isn't good enough because it's not a prolonged sample size. Mm-hmm. It's 3 years now of pretty consistent winning with him being the quarterback, the one that throws the ball the most, right? Mm-hmm. So clearly the passing game is at a high enough level for them to win. So Sunday didn't show me anything I didn't already know.
Final question on this. Do you think the Eagles, as an organization, think that they passed the ball well enough?
No.
Okay. All right. And do you think that's meaningful?
I think it matters, but I also think the Eagles, let me rephrase my no. It's into not a no. I think they could throw it better, and I think they wish they had like an elite passing offense. But I do believe that they think they throw it well enough to win.
And I'll add this in there. I think every team, you can look at it and be like, oh, I wish we could do this better
right.
on the team. Yep. So that's not, it's not a huge deal. The Eagles are happy to be 12-2, and they believe they have a Super Bowl team. So there's something to be said that, yeah, I wish we could throw the ball a lot better. But there isn't a team in the league that is flawless.
No, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Like there isn't, so we're asking for something that's almost impossible, which is to be nearly perfect. And just we're asking for a number one defense that gives up the fewest amount of points. We want a top five quarterback. We want the best duo of wide receivers in the league. We want the number one offensive line. And we want the best running back in football. That's a lot to have. No team has all that.
And by the way,
do we realize that? The other parts of the team matter.
And no quarterback is flawless either. Like, if we had Lamar here or Josh Allen, like, Josh Allen, I know this year you're saying he doesn't, but he has struggled with turnovers in his career. That is part of the reason Buffalo is not advanced.
Well, outside, but he's gotten better.
No, he has, for sure. But, like, he's had turnover problems.
He has. And, by the way, he's been questioned, and rightly so.
Yes, I agree.
And for his – the quarterback is probably the most scrutinized position anywhere. And what I would also say, Patrick Mahomes aside, though I think in Kansas City every once in a while, there are moments with Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Wentz is about to take his job anyway. Yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
So I think every... Stop it. I think every city that has a passionate football fan base argues about their quarterback.
100%.
Like, I don't think...
Because it's never good enough unless you win.
Right, right. The end of the...
But that's the only difference here. Like, Jalen does win all the time.
No, I mean win the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Win.
Well, yeah, I mean, 36-4 in 40 games.
Okay.
And people still aren't happy. I mean, you know, we're content, but all I'm saying is you win a Super Bowl, that stops people from complaining. Nick Foles didn't become Nick Foles until he actually won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So before we go to the next thing, Elliot, favorite TV or movie dad? Do you have one that sticks in your head?
Yeah, I don't think it's close. I think it's the dad from Friday Night Lights, Coach Taylor.
Okay.
I almost don't want a TV show?
I don't remember who
it's
that
a TV
dad.
Show, yeah.
No, I was thinking the movie.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
So I think the TV show is way better than the movie.
Yeah, I only watched the first few episodes of the TV show.
You should keep watching it. It's very good.
I know. Everyone
never watched
the
TV show.
Oh, you should watch it.
I watched the movie, but I never.
The first few episodes of the TV show are really good.
Did you guys ever watch The OC?
No.
It's like the OC.
Very on brand for you, by the way.
Being an OC guy.
Of course, OC was amazing. I looked like Ryan.
So I have some Nick questions. I have some Sirianni questions for you next. Did you just?
Of course, I looked like Ryan. Are you kidding me?
Who plays Ryan?
The guy with the blonde hair. I don't know what his name is. I think it's like Ben something or other.
But it's one of your favorite shows.
Growing up, yeah.
Do you look more like that guy or Daryl Morey?
Well, I look the most like Leonardo DiCaprio. It's true.
You don't really look like this guy.
What's his name?
Well, in the show, he's Ryan Atwood.
Okay, what's his real name? It's got to be right in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know how he's...
Ben McKenzie?
Okay. Ben McKenzie.
Yeah, you don't look like Ben McKenzie. You look more like a mix between younger Maury and Leonardo.
Yeah.
Well,
Leo's a stretch, obviously.
It's not a stretch. I've gotten it every year of my life for the past 30...
Well, I don't think he's aged.
Look up a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio.
I know what Leonardo DiCaprio looks
like. Yeah, but first, we never
look at the picture, then look at me and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think we know what he looks like.
Yeah.
I
agree he's not aged well. No Twitter poll.
No.
Okay.
No. Can the Twitter poll be, does Elliot Shore Parks look more like Daryl Morey or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, sure.
All right. There we go.
I'm sure the response is going to be like, he actually looks like...
It's WIP Afternoon Show.
Yes, that's a fact.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second during the Acura Season of Performance event over at Elite Acura. Right now, you can lease a brand new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. But that's not all. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event that's going on right now at Elite Acura. Head over, visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade, or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Don't forget, no one can compete with Elite, and make sure you tell them Ike sent you. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.